继续讲保罗。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue to study about Paul.
我们早上讲到他被送回家了。
And this morning we touched upon him going home.
这是一个痛苦的时候。
And this is a bitter, this is a moment of bitter for him.
你正要发起热心。
The moment when you are zealous.
人家都说。不用了，你回家睡觉好了。
And people told you to go home and sleep instead.
你回家先哈、哦、休息一下。
And so you should go home and rest for a while.
这时候的你可能会像你我一样，想说算了。
Perhaps at this moment you may just give up.
摩西他刚刚出来的时候，四十岁的时候。
When Moses met the calling of God, he was 40 years old.
是他最有理想的时候。
It was a time when he was filled with aspirations.
最有抱负的时候。
And filled with dreams.
但是那时候神没有讲什么话。
But God was silent.
那时候他最需要神跟他开口讲一句话就好了。
And that was the time when he needed God to tell him just one word.
当你很热心的时候，你希望说，拜托你讲一句就好。你说。OK 或是 No 讲一声就可以神如果说 No 他说好 No OK 好继续做
If your heart was filled with fervency all you want is an answer from God whether yes or no and you will follow suit
神能不能讲话
Did God utter any word
沉默
God was silent
有时候沉默的让你好像很害怕
And this silence will arouse fear
经过四十年了
And after 40 years
你们正在上出来几集对不对
And now you are studying the book of Exodus.
所以你们跟他讲一句话。
Did God speak a word to him?
没有，四十年很长啊！你们，对不起啊，如果有年纪比较大的哈，还是讲比较小的。你活到四十岁要活很久啊。
And 40 years is a long time. It will take a long time for you to live till 40 years old. And I apologize to those who are elderly at in our presence.
那你活了好老半天，才二十几岁而已啊。
And you've lived for so long, and you're only 20-some-odd years.
你们有时候感觉人生不长了，人生苦短了，有没有？才二十几岁而已啊，还久了。
So you will not feel that life is long and toilsome because you're still young.
四十年里面，神跟他吭一声都没有。
And along these 40 years, God did not utter a word to him.
你受得了吗
？Can you endure this if it were you?
所以神再来一次叫他的时候，他那时候坚决不要了。
So hence, when God came and called him again, he refused.
哎，你没有上过，他好像五次了，不要，不要，不要。
And for he repeated 5 times, and he refused.
最后他有没有说要
？And in the end, did he say that he was willing?
没有。
No.
最后神生气了。
And therefore, God was angry.
到最后神说，一定要。
God said, "You must obey me."
只好去了。
Then he couldn't do anything but to obey.
但是他最后跟神关系很好。
But his relationship with God was good.
他跟神在那个出埃及记里面有一段我念到都很感动的一段。
And there's a part in
不是，我不是讲出埃及记。我们回来看看那个保罗好了，回来。
And there's a part in the Bible that touches me a great deal.
不讲又，我们看《生命记》好了。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
好，《生命记》看第三章。
Deuteronomy chapter
3. 你如果跟神的关系很好的话。
If your relationship with God is good,
你那你也很晓得神的意思了。
And you will know the will of God.
你可以求什么
？You can pray to God.
你可以跟神讲什么？什么都可以讲的。
And you can beseech Him for anything.
第三章第24节。
Chapter 3:24.
这是悲剧发生之后。
And this is after the tragedy has happened.
摩西有一根很厉害的是什么？杖，对不对？
And Moses had with him a powerful staff.
但这根杖是他神重用他的工具。
And this is a tool that God used him.
也是他悲伤的代表啊。
However, it also symbolized his pain.
他为什么以后不能进家呢？就这根杖害他的嘛。
And because it is the staff that stops him from entering into Canaan.
是不是他这根杖挥来好用，用了到最后乱打，一打不得了，不能进去了。
Although his staff was still with power, however, because he misused it, therefore he could not enter into Canaan.
你最厉害的那一招也是可能你的致命招。
So please be aware that the ability that you are best at could probably be your stumbling block.
你的恩赐可能成为你的绊脚石。
And likewise, the gift that God has given to you could be your stumbling block.
这个本来是一根牧羊杖嘛，对不对？
At first, this staff was one that to shepherd the sheep.
后来变成行神迹的杖。
Later, it became a staff that performed miracles.
后来成为神的杖。
And then it became a staff of God.
这根杖是神的同在。 跟他权柄的代表。
And this rod has the abidance of God and His authority and power.
圣工作久了，以为是老马仕途，我是讲我自己了。人活老比你们多一点，所以讲话有时候，其实我是紧张的。And
as a holy worker, if you work for God for a certain period of time, and speaking from my own point of view,
后来他就不能进去了，就打了那么一下，一下就够了，打两下。
And Moses could have just struck the rock once, but he struck it twice.
And 他不能打的了。
And he is not supposed to strike at all.
然后不能进去之后，他就23章，3章23节。
And since he could not enter into Canaan, so what did he do? Let's look at verse 23.
他还想进去啊。
He wanted to enter into Canaan as well.
那时我恳求主，说主真神啊，你已经将你的大能大力显给我。 仆人，我摩西看了，在天上在地上有什么神能像你行这个事，像你有大能力的作为呢？ 26节。25，求你拜托拜托，容我过去看一下就好了，看一眼，看约旦河那边，美地就是那加米的山地和黎巴嫩。26节。26。但主因你们的缘故向我发怒，不允许我对我说，罢了。 你不要再向我提这事了，好朋友再提伤感情啊，是不是这样子？
And isn't this so?
如果我们感情很好，对不对？
If we are good friends,
你一直提，
if you keep beseeching,
就不要，
then you're being refused.
神就说罢了。
Then God say it is enough.
不要再讲了啦。
Let it suffice you.
不要再向我提这事啦，伤感情啊，朋友，我们这么好的朋友，对不对？ 那只有这件事情不行，那就不要了。
Speak no more to me of this matter, since we are such good friends. I have to refuse you.
他跟神的感情多好。
Look at how wonderful the relationship is.
圣经只是神没有说不要再讲了，讲只是伤朋友的感情罢了。
Although the Bible did not record that to ask him to stop pleading, because it will hurt the relationship between them.
他还是很想进去的啦。Moses
wanted to enter.
看他一眼就好。
Just to take a look.
就是不行。
But he was refused.
害死人的一根杖哦。
And that was the staff that had prevented him from entering.
所以摩西的杖也是害死他的了。
So therefore his rod also became his stumbling block.
但是那个杖是无辜了，就是他的心的问题啊。
But the rod is only an object. It actually arises from his heart.
那保罗，
When we look at Paul,
他有一根刺啊。
He has a thorn.
死求活求还是刺不掉。
No matter how he beseeched the Lord, it will not be taken away from him.
求三次。
He prayed for 3 times.
神说，你不要再求了，罢了。
The Lord told him that it is enough.
我的恩典够你用的啦。
My grace is sufficient for you.
你不用再求了。
Do not plead anymore.
我不会亏待你的。
I will treat you well.
所以保罗最后跟神的灵交很相近。
So we can see the close spiritual communion between God and Paul.
有一个见证，你们可能也看过、听过。
There's a testimony that you perhaps have heard and read.
有一个姊妹，她现在汉堡歌剧院唱就是了，但是她不是唱主角，她是以前唱歌剧，然后唱，现在你考进汉堡歌剧院。
And there's a sister who's an opera singer at Hamburg.
那她有一次看到一个，她看到异象。
And once she saw a vision.
那时候她是心里很大冲突的时候。
And that was the moment that she was facing struggle.
她跟我们讲说，唱歌剧的啊，如果你要演那个坏女人的话，哈、哦，你要坏女人的经验呢、啊。
And she told us that if you were an opera singer and you need to sing of an evil woman, you must have that experience of the evil woman.
才能入戏啦，哈。
So that you may enter into the play.
那时候她是在别的教会聚会，在国语礼拜堂。
And at that time she was actually having service at another church.
她想做一个艺术家。
And she wanted to become an artist.
所以他心里征战，因为他后来到我们教会来慕道，他想是要到真教会来受洗呢，还是不要？一受洗的话，那就要完了。
And she was filled with struggle because she was debating whether she should baptize into the true Jesus Church.
他内心挣扎很大。
And she had her struggles because that meant giving up her career.
有一次我们是开就是灵修会。
And once we had spiritual convocation.
本来他说要来了。
At first, she agreed to come.
她本来离开会的地方坐两个小时的车就到。
And the distance takes about 2 hours to reach the destination.
她故意要坐，那时候坐差不多5个小时往北去柏林，本来是在南边，在海德堡上。她住在科隆哈，又往北去那个柏林，她想说这样走得远远的就算了。
And since she stayed in Köln.Cologne, and it only takes her about 2 hours to reach Heidelberg for the convocation. But she took she went northward 5 hours to Berlin instead.
但是神还是硬是把她感动，把她逼来。
But however, God was stirring her heart.
我们已经开会了两天了，她才来。
And after we have the convocation for 2 days, then she arrived.
但是她内心挣扎也是很厉害的，但因为好不容易去流血，她唱的也不是说很烂。到底是要生命的艺术生命呢，还是要灵命呢？因为生命艺术也只是没有几年，灵命可能永远。他在挣扎，是要唱歌让他把一些人生经历坏女人演完之后再来信耶稣呢，还是现在就不演坏女人哈
？And for her, she was going through a lot of struggle at that time because she was trying to decide.About her own career in opera singing, or to come to believe in God and to be baptized in the true Jewish church.
她每天问的问题就是这个样子。
And that was her struggle.
心里挣扎很大。
And she had a lot of questions.
那也没有办法，人家跟她讲什么也没有办法，也听不太进去嘛。
And she could not take in any of the advice that was given to her.
但是她很会祷告。
But she knew how to pray.
很会祷告就是她很敢祷告。
And that is, she dared to pray.
清心的祷告。
And she prayed with a pure heart.
有一次在那个聚会完之后特别祷告。
And after the service was over, there was a prayer session.
在那次她得到圣灵，以前她没有圣灵的。
And during that session, she received the Holy Spirit.
然后她就看到异象。
Then she saw a vision.
她看耶稣坐在不远的地方。
And she saw Jesus sitting not too far away.
她看到。耶稣坐在石头上面，他只没有看到脸了，只看到穿的那个罗马的那种古代那鞋子，他一看就啊，主耶稣在那里。
And she could not behold the face, but she knew it was Jesus sitting on a rock with Roman sandals.
他胆子也很大，跟耶稣谈天。
And she was very bold, and she began to converse with Jesus.
他说他跟耶稣讲说，走天国路很困难呐、啊，那怎么办？
And she told Jesus, it is difficult to embark on this heavenly pilgrimage. What should I do?
耶稣都没有讲什么，只是跟他点头，那笑笑。
Jesus did not utter a word. He just nodded his head and smiled at her.
哦，他越讲越高兴，越讲越大声。
And she began to her voice get louder as she spoke.
那讲完，他心里轻松了，想说主耶稣也听到了，晓得我困难重重。
And after she has told all her problems, she thought that Jesus knew what she was going through.
她跟耶稣说：“但耶稣要帮我唱个歌给你听吧。”
And then she told Jesus, "Why not I sing a song to you?"
她要唱歌了。
So she began to sing.
主耶稣感觉唱的歌好听。
And Lord Jesus was pleased.
她说：“不然这样子跳个舞给你看吧。”
And then she
真的呢，她就跳舞给他看了，给主耶稣看。
And she said, "Why don't I dance for you, Lord Jesus?" And then she began to dance.
她就跳舞了。
And she danced.
跳完之后。
And after she finished her dance.
她感觉很高兴。
And she was very happy.
但是呢，忽然像我们在圣城啊，忽然景色一变，天昏地暗，看主耶稣被吊在那里。
And suddenly the scene was changed from the holy city to one that was at the foot of a cross.
她舞也跳不下去，哭得半死啊。
And she could no longer dance anymore, and she broke down and cried.
一直叫叫叫，英文是说叫 no no， 一直叫她。
And she began to scream no.
嗯，那耶稣就跟她讲，请这个人去受洗。
The Lord Jesus told her, "You must be baptized."
就说我替你死了，你就要去受洗了。意思说，我替你死了，现在换你要死了。
That is to say, I've died for you. Now it is your turn to die for me.
因为对他来讲，一个唱歌的一个艺术生命人，他是，你遇到那个人就很有活力了。你可以坐下听他讲两个小时，不会累，你也不会累，他也不会累。
Because for her, being an artist is very, is very important, is very important for her.
然后他哭，大哭一场。
And she cried bitterly.
那他总看过三幕，那再来就耶稣被埋葬。
And then she saw three scenes, and the last scene is the burial of Lord Jesus.
那完了之后，她就决心受洗。
And after the vision was over, she was determined to be baptized.
但这当中，她心里煎熬很大。
And of course, along all this, her struggle was great.
不是说看完那个异象就天下太平了，出去，这边是出去热热的哈。德国有时候冬天哈，一聚会的时候，大家很热哈，心也火热，一出去哇。好冷，因为外面是如果下雪的话，一冷，那转过脚一看，那是如果你走过那个黄色街，哎呀，整个心都冻在那里。
And it doesn't mean that after she saw the vision, everything went all right. Because when you're in Germany, because it was during the winter time, it's very cold outside the chapel. So after a warm service within the chapel, when you leave, you'll face the cold wind outside.
所以还是有很多的挣扎。
So she still had a lot of struggles.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
但是我们真耶稣教会在德国科隆哈那里的第一个种子。
That she is the first seed to be planted in Cologne of Germany.
后来她当然一边唱歌了哈，一边就开始坚强起来，就是开始传道。
And so she embarked on her singing career and also began to preach the gospel of God.
那到现在我们科隆那边有十几个信徒。
And to the present time, we have about 10 over members in Cologne.
那边现在在科隆那边，科隆音乐哈有听过，那边有唱的，有拉的，有弹的，跳的还没有吧？有写的都有，就是有吹的了哈，吹。哦 boy 的哈，吹什么？就这样，弹钢琴的了哈，唱歌的了，唱歌剧的，唱小夜曲的了，都有。
And indeed, music and opera singing flourish in Germany, especially in Cologne.
啊，都是从他之后带来的。
And it was from her that the rest came along.
所以他这样的话，在灵里面跟神很接近。
And so she had a deep spiritual communion with God.
如果你在祷告里面，是不是唱个歌给神听听看
？Have you ever sung a song to Lord Jesus in your prayers?
也不是说你跪下来，你根本离神好远了、啊。你在那边唱的，在自己无聊啊。你要真的看到神，才说自然的说，唱个歌给你听。
Of course, you must only sing when you actually When you're actually face to face with Lord Jesus, if not, you will be just singing to entertain your own self.
你跟神讲话都讲不来了，还唱给他听、啊、
？If you cannot even converse with Lord Jesus, how can you ever sing for Him?
保罗，你看他们跟神那关系很接近。
So we can see how close their spiritual communion is with God. Likewise, for Paul.
那保罗被送回家之后
，And after Paul was sent back home,
我们看加拉太书一章。
Let's turn to Galatians 1.
Actually, 保罗有时候人有时候不太想，不太喜欢讲自己啊。
And Paul, he does not like to give an account of himself.
但是保罗在他的书信里面有时候被激啦。
But however, he was, he felt compelled to do so.
心里好像在发烧一样。
Because his heart was burning.
因为加拉太受异端的影响。
Because the Galatian church was they were meeting with they had struggles with the heresies.
一章六节。
Verse 6.
我很稀奇你们这么快离开那个借着基督之恩召你们的去从别的福音。这么奇怪，你们这一批这么奇怪的人。
That I'm so astonished that you have left so quickly to turn to a different gospel.
如果你要离开，慢一点嘛，那么早就离开。
That you have deserted God so quickly.
如果你慢慢离开，还会看出说你心里有挣扎，一点挣扎都没有，那么快就离开，所以保罗这里很奇怪。
And so Paul here was very surprised because they have left so quickly without any struggle at all.
你把加拉太书念完的时候。保罗有时候用的那个字啊，很粗鲁的。
If you have finished the book of Galatians, you will see that some of the words that Paul used were not too refined.
然后后来他气到了。
And so his anger was kindled.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
弟兄们，他讲这句话不是客气的啦。
And here he left no room for courtesy.
你们在听着，我告诉你们。
Listen, for I'm telling you this.
我呢，素来所传的福音不是出于人的啦。
That the gospel that I've been preaching by me is not man's gospel.
也不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从主耶稣基督亲自启示我的啦。
That I did not receive from man, nor I was taught, but it came from a revelation of Jesus Christ.
那你们以前听过我在犹太教是怎样的
？And you also have heard of my former life in Judaism.
十四节。
Verse 14.
那我在犹太教中也比我。本国的许多同岁人更有长进了。
That I advanced in Judaism beyond any of my own age.
并且我更加热心了。
And I was extremely zealous.
但是神把我从他的母腹分别出来。
But God called me apart from them.
叫我在外邦传福音。
And He wanted me to preach among the Gentiles.
那我看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
后来他被选召。
So he was called.
然后后来就上亚拉伯去。
And he went to Arabia.
十七节这边他唯独往亚拉伯去，后来又到大马色。第十八节，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去。
And he returned to the Damascus from Arabia, and after 3 years he went up to Cyprus.
一般人说他在阿拉伯三年。
And most people give an account of the 3 years of Paul in Arabia.
阿拉伯在哪里
？Where is Arabia?
你不要把阿拉伯就想成现在的沙特阿拉伯，去旷野、去沙漠修炼，真就差太远了。
Do not equate it as the present Saudi Arabia, which is a desert place.
这里的阿拉伯是指着在那个大马色附近的那个一个地方叫阿拉伯，那个地方不是现在的沙特阿拉伯。如果联想的话，你一定想到说，阿拉伯就是现在沙特阿拉伯，沙特阿拉伯呢一定很多沙。沙就是旷野，所以在那边好像摩西在旷野修炼，所以刚好保罗跟摩西也是一样在旷野修炼过来的人。这道理讲起来很好听，但是跟地理位置跟历史不太配合，就是。
And Arabia in actual fact in this context is not too far away from Damascus, so do not equate Arabia as the present Saudi Arabia, because you will liken it to be a desert place and a wilderness and the place for Paul to hide himself, just like how God did with Moses, and that is not correct.
你们知道那个撒玛利亚妇人跟耶稣谈到有没有？
And you know the story of the Samaritan woman speaking with Lord Jesus.
我从小都念中文，那也听中文。那边是说那时候正是五正，哇，五正好热哦，所以耶稣去那边口渴的要命，走了一个早上的路，所以到了五正哈，五正就很热嘛，那所以要跟那撒玛利亚妇人要水，这样对不对
？And since young I've been reading the Chinese translation of the Bible.
配的你说对啊。
So I was told that Lord Jesus came to the well at noon when it was very hot.
如果你自己想的对了。那个不是中午十二点啊，拜托。
But in actual fact, it is not noontime.
中午换五正，那你没有查一查，你就说哇好热，讲起来是很有道理，但是呢时间不对，你讲错了。
And it seems correct that at that time it was hot, but however, if you do not look into it further, the time is actually recorded wrong.
有两种可能。
There are two possibilities.
一种是早上六点。
One is 6 o'clock in the morning.
一是傍晚6点，你不要讲中午十二点。
Or 6 o'clock in the evening. These are the two possibilities.
你就是如果十二点的话，因为我在那边跟野马体那边上课哈，他们问他问题，他说坐下来想，就用 meditate。我说拜托不要这样子，你先查考啊，还没查考就先想，都想错了。
And,
有很多可以挤超10、20个都想错的。
And when I was teaching at El Monte, when I told them this issue, they just sit and meditate without looking into scriptures. But I told them to first look into the Bible before you even ponder upon it.
主耶稣跟那个撒玛利亚妇人谈到，绝对不是在中午十二点。
When Jesus was preaching to the Samaritan woman, it is definitely not at noontime, 12 o'clock.
有可能，最大可能是在晚上六点。
The highest possibility could be 6 o'clock in the evening.
那如果你要讲说早上六点，一直要说早上六点，那也可以。
If you think that it is 6 o'clock in the morning, it may pass.
对不对？我们不是在讲解心学嘛，这不用讲，只是告诉你一下，告诉你答案就好，让你回去想。
And since we are not talking about exegesis, this is just for you to ponder upon.
那经过这3年之后。
And after these 3 years,
他就到耶路撒冷去了。
He went to Jerusalem.
我们知道《使徒行传》他那个《使徒行传》的时间哈、哦，没有说一天一天、一年一年的。所以你说完了这个又完了这个，我们今天早上讲的哈、哦，可能不是一天两天发生的事情。
And we know that since the book of Acts was not record the timing was not recorded chronologically, so there could be a span of time in between the chapters.
那我们看第二章。
加特
第二章
Galatians chapter 2,
在过了14年，他要上耶路撒冷。
It was after 14 years that I went up again to Jerusalem.
看你们的讲义。
If you look into your handout,
第三大段的保罗，第三大段的 B。
保罗。Paul.
B. 那沉寂的14年。
Part 3.2, Paul 14 years of silence.
他从被耶稣的光照了之后。
After the light from God shone unto Paul.
他后来再回到出来传道，经过了十几年呢。
And it was only after 14 years.
有两种可能，一个是14年
，and the one possibility is that it could be 14 years.
一个是16年到17年
，the other could be 16 to 17 years.
对对，14+3=7嘛，但是前后可能扣掉一年就16年。
With 14+3=17, or we can -1 year, it could be 16 years.
我讲这个就是说，我们不要误会，以为说保罗被光一照倒在那里，心被打碎，然后神要叫他起来进城，那之后他好像就好像眼不带戏一样就下山了，那个金光闪闪了，没有啊。
So do not think that after Paul was struck down to the floor by God and that his heart was broken by God and that he awakened from this to preach the gospel of God and he was glorified, but the story did not end there.
还要经过十几年的功夫啊
！It was after 14 years of work.
这十几年，神没有讲一句话。
And during these 14 years, God was silent.
像摩西一样，40年神不吭一声啊。
And we can compare this to the 40 years of Moses when God was silent to him.
就是神训练你的最好的时候，也是神训练你最高的时期。
And this is the peak of God's trial for you.
因为在这之前，神已经都告诉你了。
Because prior to this, God has spoken everything to you.
现在这个时候是神训练你跟神的意志力的问题。
But this is the time when God trained your perseverance toward Him.
主所爱的门徒在约翰福音里面，你们看。
And the beloved disciple of Lord Jesus, when he spoke in John.
第一章他来跟耶稣。
In the first chapter, he was following after Jesus.
耶稣问他说：“你要做什么？你要干什么？”
And Jesus asked him, "Why are you following me? What are you doing?"
他说：“我要跟你同住。”
And he replied that, "I want to stay with you."
耶稣就说：“好， 哦，住哪里请我看。那一天他就跟耶稣同住。
So from that day onward, he stayed with Jesus.
在耶稣传道三年里面。
During the 3 years of Jesus' ministry on earth.
从约翰福音一章到十三章，他一句话都没有讲，连出现都没有出现。
From John chapter 1 to 13, this person did not reveal at all.
是沉默的时期。
And it was the time of silence.
我们有时候常常要经过一段沉默时期，好像你被遗忘了，好像你是很平凡的一个人。
And this applies to us today as well. It seems like we are being forgotten.
我们每个人都怕被遗忘。
And all of us are afraid to be forgotten.
都想说，我在这里啊。
Because we want to be significant.
当你说我在这里，不是向神讲说我在这里，是向人说，哎，我在这里，我存在啊，拜托你尊敬我一下哈。
But in actual fact, you are telling to others that, look here, I'm existing and I am here. Please respect me.
而不是说跟神说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我，请用我，请看我。
But rather, you're not looking unto God to tell God that here I am, Lord. Please use me and please.
那在这十年当中。没有讲话。
And during these 10 years, all we know is silence.
他早回家去了。
So all he could do was to go home.
到最后，人家才又去把他找回来。
It was only later that someone came and seek him out.
如果你的话，你想说，我本来想跟神，我本来就要为你工作啊，那你不接受，不接受算了。
If it were you, you could have replied, "I wanted to work for you at first, but since you refused, then let's forget it."
四十年之后，摩西是不是有这样的心智
？And is this the attitude of Moses after 40 years?
有很多的理由。
There are many reasons behind all these.
我要为你做，你不要。现在你又来找我，太晚了吧？ I want, 我老了。
I wanted to work for you, but you refused, and now you look for me, but I'm too old.
保罗也是一样。
It's the same for Paul.
被光照之后，正热心的时候，很极力争辩的时候，那时候神开口都没有跟他肯定。
When the light of God shined upon Paul, and he was zealous, and he was burning with fervency, however, God was silent.
神好像没有给他开路啊，一直人家要杀他，神也不会替他哈挡他一阵子，没有啊。到看来没有说神丢个。箭牌挡一下，没有。
It seems that God did not open the path for him, nor did he stop the hindrance from his enemies.
人家一直杀，最后把他赶回家了，把他送回家去。
And the people began to chase after Paul, and he was being chased back to his hometown.
他在家里面也经过快十年了。
And he stayed for about 10 over years.
十年他做什么？
What did he do during these 10 years?
圣经没有写啊。
The Bible did not mention.
没有写，你也不可能就说他这十年没有活。
Although the Bible is silent about this, this does not mean that Paul was not living at that time.
十年不是那么容易过的。
And 10 years is quite a long time.
所以还没有出来宣道，我们每次听到那个保罗，只是想哇，他几次传道，能力大什么，没有想到他蹲在家里面蹲十几年的那种心境。
All we remember of Paul is of all the power that he had when he was preaching and his missionary trips, but we never take into account the 10 years of silence that he 10 years of silence that he stayed at home.
圣经里面的神的功能不是每个人出来遇到神出来都是做大事的，不是这样子的。
And this is not so for all the holy workers of God that are recorded in the Bible. They did not come out immediately after God called them.
彼得要一路被骂的臭头，骂三年才骂成功的。
Peter was being chastised along his journey with Jesus, and for 3 years, and after that, he was different.
这保罗被赶回家去了。
And here we see that Paul was chased back home.
后来人家才去把他找回来。
Then it was later that someone came and seek him out.
我们看《使徒行传》第十一章。
Let's turn to Acts 11.
你看，自从他，我们今天早上看的第九章第三十节，他被送回家之后。
And after what we have seen this morning, chapter 9, verse 30, when he went home,
他回家之后，彼得还是那时候还是做很大圣工的。
And at that time, Peter was still involved in the holy work.
扫罗在家里面吃自己的时候，彼得你看他叫死人复活，并且他那个
And when Paul was staying at home, we see that Peter was at work. He restored, he resurrected the dead, and also healed many who are sick.
然后呢, 第十章, 他先踏出一步,
and then in chapter 10, we see that Peter took the first step forward.
然后第十一章, 他开始辩白, 开始为以后要出来的保罗打开一片天下。
And here in chapter 11, Peter he defended himself, and here left the and here he was trying to open the chapter for Paul later.
那十一章第十九节。
Chapter 11, verse 19.
那接下来福音就四散了。
So therefore later the gospel was spread.
也传到撒玛利亚了。
And he came to Samaria.
啊，也传到安提阿了。
And to Antioch.
在安提阿又开始设立一个据点了。And
then there's a gathering place that stationed in Antioch.
这时候大家正在热心的时候，保罗你在哪里？
So the point in time when everyone was fervent, where is Paul?
保罗躲在家里面。He
was hiding at home.
他在那边，圣经没有记载什么。如果你是保罗，你那种心境怎么样？ 正常的应该是努力灵修，准备将来。
The Bible at this time is quiet about it. However, ordinarily speaking, one would have cultivate himself spiritually to prepare for the holy work.
抱怨怨天尤人，就在那边自暴自弃，算了，不来了。
Or if not, you might be complaining against the whole event.